Where we are is as follows. Today's daf is really Tzadik Vav, but we're still, as per usual with these long pages, we're on Tzadik Hamad Beis, and we are up to... did we do about when they wiped out... Oh, we wiped to Manolan, the Kolazar David. Okay. So we're actually probably about 15 lines from the top. You've got to find it in that one. You've got different lines there. On Tzadik Hayamud Beis, we're up to. How do we know that? Does this pages go from left to right or from right to left? We have to get up to. Oh no, I'm going the wrong way. 95. Yeah, it's 95B. I don't know how to read this. Okay, it's a bit about here. Manolan the Kolizar the David, right? That's what we're up to. Okay, we got it. Yeah.
Yep.
How do we know? So we said yesterday David had a choice of either having his children wiped out or he would be put in the hands of his enemies. He chose his enemies, and Yishbi Benoiv was doing nasty things. So then Avishai convinced him to change his tefillah, that he should ask Hashem instead that his children should be finished off and he shouldn't be in the hands of the enemies. So the Taka did that. So now the question is, Minolan the Kolazari the David. So how do we know David's... It sounds like a shocking statement that David's descendants are wiped out, because... We're used to David Malach Yisrael, Chavim Kayim, and all that jazz, but yeah, we'll see in a second. So first, the first question is, it's the pastures, it says that he chose that option. So how do we know that happened? The Chsiv, Vasalya Eim Achazyahu, Achazyahu was the last king of Yehuda before the end. And his mother, Asalya, she saw Rasa Kimei Spino, so he died. So that was it. Vatokom, she got up, Vatovet Eskozera Mablocha, and she wiped out the rest of the descendants. She wiped out the descendants of the Malchus. So it means that there was nobody left after the last king of Yehuda died. So she wiped everybody out, and that was it. So the Gemara answered, we want to ask, v'hayishtaya la Yoyash, but there was Yoyash, who was left over from the family, who was still there, who was his son. Oh, I brought one.
You're in the middle of
it. Oh, she stole it. Okay. So there was one left. There was Yoyash who was left. So the Gemara says, you know why there was one left from David's descendants? Well, Hasam Nam Ishtayer of Yasser. It was a punishment for the wiping out of Novir Akoyanim. Yeah, so Novir Akoyanim, they were wiped out. So David's descendants were wiped out. But with Novir Akoyanim, when they killed all the Koyanim, they left one Koyan they didn't kill. Yeah, so that Yehuda could call him up for a Koyan. So there was one Koyan left. And because of that, there was one descendant of David left. How do we know there was one Koyan left? There was one son left, Rachimelech ben Achitov, who was a Koyan, Ushmoyev Yosar. And therefore, in the schus of that one son that they left, there was one son left from the whole of Malchus Beis David. If it wouldn't have been that there'd be one son left of Yosar there would not have been anything left from David's descendants, and who knows what that would have done to the rest of history.
Well,
wasn't that the idea that all of his... No, it was Mida. So it was one. What you left one, one left. When he says wipe it out, it means like almost wipe it out. So back to Sancheriv. We can't get away from him. Sancheriv came along to besiege Yerushalayim. Sancheriv Arosha Barboyim Vachamisha Elef Ish. 45,000 men. B'nei Malachim. They were all princes from other countries. So he said, we're going to go and slaughter in Eretz Yisrael. Who wants to join?
Make
and all
crusade.
The all the other kings, they sent their reps. So there was like the whole United Nations. I was going to say Lahavdol, but it's not. It's the same as UN now. The United Nations sent all their people to go and attack Israel.
And they're led by the Persians.
Led by the yeah, that's right, by Iran. Yeshvim Bekronish Olzov, sitting in golden carriages. V'imoyin Shigloinus V'zoinus. Shigloinus is a Loshen of Malchus. There were princes and Zoinus, which you know what they are. V'shmoinim Elef Giborim. And there were 80,000 warriors. Levushay Shiryon Klipa, wearing... armor with klipa means armor literally means peels, because the armor is made in such a way that it's like overlapping peels, so it doesn't pierce. Over 60,000 and there were 60,000 other sword men running in front of him. And then there were horsemen. V'chein Boel Avram, similar numbers attacked Avraham
so
back
the
in the day.
Is in addition to the 45,000
yes.
princes.
Yes, these are so all additional, yes. It gives you a sachak at the end. V'chein Boel Avram similarly attacked Avraham back in the day when it was the four kings against the five kings in Chumash, next week's Parsha. So there was a similar number of people involved in that battle. V'chein Asidin Lavoim Goy Gumogag. In the future, the Mechemes Goy Gumogag, which precedes the coming of Mashiach, there'll be similar numbers of people. So you add all that up, you get up like 185 or something. Then we have Masnisa Tana. Brisa says, Eirech Machaneyu Arba Meis Parsi, the length of the camp of all these people, the army, when they camped, was 400 parses. Reich of Tzavar Susiv of Arboim Parsi. There were so many horses in the army that the width of the necks of the horses, if you put them next to each other, was also 40 parsa. Sach Machaneyu, and the total was Masayim Beshishim Ribu Alofim. 2.6 million. I forgot it, right? So it's 260 times 10,000, which is 2.6 million? I think it's 2.6 million. Chosachad, minus one. So, what's this minus one business? Is boy or by? What do you mean minus one? Do you mean chosachad ribui? Was it like 2.59 million or 2.6? A chosachad alpha, was it missing 10,000? Was it missing 1,000? A chosachad was it missing, not billion, million. Or was it missing 100? A chosachad, was it missing just one?
It says billion here.
Billion here.
And I'm Loi Garcin and Oscar.
260.
How much is a ribui?
2.6 ribui alofim. No, he's right. But it's 10,000 thousands.
Yeah, 10 million.
10 million times 260. Yeah, he's right. It's 260.
It's not one of the standard gizmos.
2.6 billion. So the question is 2.6 billion minus 1. Is the question is minus 1 what? Minus 10,000, minus 1,000, minus 100, minus 1.
What?
The real question is who cares, but teiku. Whatever. It was almost 2.6 billion, minus some change.
You know the famous thing about we're going to kill the 100,000 Arabs and one dentist, you know?
And one dentist. No, I don't know. Okay.
When George Bush made Iraq war,
yeah.
So his PR person said, you'll never get away with it. People will hate you for it. He says, no, you watch this. He gets up, he announces after the first battle, we were successful. We killed 15,000 Iraqis and one dentist. So all the questions come to flying at him. You go, well, what, why the dentist? What's with him? He turns to his PR man and says, you see, told you no one will ask about the 15,000 Arabs.
Shkoyach.
This is the
Chosachad. Okay. Tana within there. The first lot of horses, when they went across the Yarden River, they were swimming across because the Yarden River was full of water, as it is. And they swam across. Shenemar v'chalaf Yehuda shetaf over, that they passed into Yehuda, and they shetaf lushin, not drowning, but being
washed
overcome by water, and they went through. Emtsoyim, the next wave of horses, avru b'koima, they didn't have to swim into the river because the water level had gone down because of the horses from drinking, so therefore it was low enough they could just walk through, and they were heads were above water. Shenemar ad savar yagia, that their neck got up to. The water went up only to the necks. Achroinim, and the third lot of horses, Helu Ofer Braglem, they had already drunk up so much water that the last lot, there was no water left in the Yarden, and they were kicking up dirt with their feet. V'lematzu Mayim Benar L'shtois, they couldn't find water in the river to drink. Atcha Hevio Mayim Mokemache V'shosu, until they brought water from somewhere else to drink. Shenemar Ani Karti Shosisi Mayim, I cooled off and drank the water. Sorry, do you have a question?
Now we've got about 7 billion population of the earth.
Yeah. But they were these guys all ended up dead, so they don't count anymore. I think I don't know if these numbers are to be taken as mathematically, accurate. Rounded off to the nearest 5 billion.
That's minus one.
That's it, minus one. Okay, one decimal place over maybe. Anyhow, so the Gemara asks, 1 second. So your cheshbon was 2.6 billion. So the Gemara asks a different question. V'hoksiv. Your question is a logical question. He's asking a Gemara Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vayelech, we mentioned this Pasuk before, Vayetze Malach Hashem Yakim Machane Yashur, the angel of Hashem Gwen, and smote in the camp, Meya Veshmoinim Vachamisha Elef, 180,000. Vayashkim Vaboker Behine Kula Pagorim Mesim, and they woke up in the morning and they were all dead. So it was only 180,000. So where'd you get your 2.6 billion from? Doesn't stim. So that was Rav who said that. This is a Pasuk. It's Amar Rabbi Abahu. So Abahu says, no. Halalu Rosh Yosef said 185,000 was the generals.
The commanders.
Was the commanders. But the full army was 2.6 billion. Amar Avashi Dekanami, Deksib, Mashman of Rosin. that when he will kill them out, it was the mashmanov, means the fat ones, the juicy ones. Shmeinim the uspehu, the fat ones, which means the leaders. Amravina dekanami l'siv v'yishlach Hashem malach. God sent an angel, v'yikached kol gibor chayil, and he destroyed all of the warriors, v'nagid, v'sar, v'machaneh, and the leaders and the princes in the camp. V'yove beis elakov, and Sancheriv came home. We're going to explain this a bit later. And his own kids ended up killing him, as we'll talk about soon. Shmami Noah, that yes, the leaders were 185,000, and the other numbers were the other soldiers. Okay, but Mehikam, how did the angel kill him? What was the murder weapon of the angel? Rabbi Elazar Emer Biyari, can be used his hand. Shemar, Vayar Yisrael es Hayod HaGdoilo. The Jews saw, this is after they came out of the Yamsuf, of course, the Jews saw the big hand. So it's the hand, not just any old hand, but the hand. What's the famous hand? The hand. Hayad Shasida Li Parma Sancheriv. Why is it called the hand? Because it's the same hand that's going to knock out Sancheriv later. Rabbi Shua Emer Be'etzpahikum. It was only one finger of God that killed him. Shenemar Vayemar Chatum Mopari Etzpahikimi. By the plague of lice, of the 10 plagues in Egypt. So the Egyptian magician said to Paroi, this is the finger of God, because they couldn't do it, because they couldn't do magic on little tiny lice. So they said, this is the finger of God. So again, what's the finger? Not that finger. Espa lekim hi. It's that finger. Espa shasir li paroi misancherev. The finger which is going to get sancherev. I don't know which finger of his hand it was. You can use your imagination. Rabbi, what?
Gave
the finger. Rabbi Lezer ben Ashav Yisrael Glili Yoyver. Rabbi Lezer son of Yisrael Glili says, "Amalek Hashpacha leGavriel." The Hashem asked the angel Gavriel, "Magalcha Natusha, is your sickle like sharpened and ready to go?" Amalek Fana Ribbono Shel Olam Natusha Vemenasu Sheshem Ebrachis. So I've been ready forever, literally. Shanem Necharv is not a do. They were scared of the swords. That time of year was the time for the fruit to be ripened. Yeah, and Gavriel, it was Gavriel's job to go out and ripen all the fruit in the season. While you're out there ripening the fruit, just walk past the Machane Aram and sort them out. He's okay for him. Just take care of him. On your way while you're doing that, take care of this. And Amar, midday Avroy, while he happened to be passing by, yeah, Yikach Eschem will take you. Beker Yavra. Every morning he goes by. Vayem v'laylo. Vayirak Zvahev in Shmua, and he'll understand what he's supposed to do, and that's what he did. Amra Papa Hanadam Rienchi. So that's the way. That's the famous saying. Agavurkach lebald vavach ishtama. While you're just going on your way, by the way, you should go and hassle your enemy. You know, just by the way, as you do. Some say that he blew into their nostrils and killed them. Shana says again, what's the murder weapon? He killed them with the nostrils. Shanamar, they blew in them, and they dried out. He clapped his hands together, and I guess they were caught in the middle. We'll whack one hand against the other, one palm against the other, and I will assuage my anger. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar, Oznayim Gilehem, he gave them special bionic ears. V'sham Ushirim Pichayis, and they heard the Shira from the angel. This means the Chayis HaKodesh. They were able to hear the Shira that the angels were saying, and they died from that revelation. Shenemar Merem Uschad Nafoitzu Goyim, because it came from Eremimus, from the heavens, they heard these noises. V'kayimun Ishtayabahem, so out of them, how many was left? Out of those 2.6 billion people, how many was left? Rav Amar Asara. Rav says there were 10 left. So that answers your question about the population explosion. Shenemar, v'sha'ar eitz, the leftovers, eitz yari, the wood of the trees. We couldn't see the wood for the trees. Mispar yi, a small number. V'nar yichtavem, a small number that a child could write. Kamanar yochal yichtav, what's the biggest number a child could write? Asara, 10. So there were 10 of them left. I don't know why a child can only write 10 and not more. Maybe that's how many he can remember, because he has to count them on his fingers. Shmuel Amar Tisha. Shmuel says there's only 9 left. Shanem Avanisha by
Eilis. It's a Jewish child. It's a Jewish child.
Yeah. Rashi says that it's like a Yud. This child learns how to write a Yud first, because it's the easiest one, and Yud stands for 10. Mm-hmm. Okay. Shmuel Amar Tisha. Shmuel says 9. Shanem Avanisha by Eilis. There were little fruits left. Kenekev Zayis, like when you bang an olive tree and you get the little bits left. Shnayim Shloisha. Gargarim Beresha Amir, two or three little ones at the end of a branch. Arbova Chamisha B'Sifel, four or five on the bigger branch. So he says two or three or four or five. Let's go for the four or five. Four and five is nine. So he says there were nine left. Rabbi Shimon Levi, Yomar, no, let's count all of them. Our boss are 14. Shemesh, Naim, Shleish, Arbova Chamisha. Add the two, three, four, five all together, you get 14. Rabbi Yechon Amar Chamisha. Rabbi Yechon says, no, there was only five of them. Who were they? Sancherev Shnei Bonov, which is three, and Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzradan. We're going to learn about him soon. So those are the five blokes that were left, and that is all. Nebuzradan Gemara. How do we know Nebuzradan? That's just a traditional teaching that he was the one who survived. Nebuchadnezzar Dechsiv. Now, Nebuchadnezzar allegedly wasn't there, because this is Sancherib we're talking about. So how did Nebuchadnezzar, what was Nebuchadnezzar even doing in the camp? There's no
way.
How do we know Nebuchadnezzar was in the camp, though? He should have been back in Bavel. Dechsiv, he says, no, because we're Rava Deravia Damid Labar Lahain. Nebuchadnezzar was not king yet at this point. I think he became king only after. We'll see you soon. Nebuchadnezzar, when he saw, we learned before, when he threw Hanani Mishael and Azariah into the fire, and then there was a malach in there, and he saw the malach, and he said, oh, there's three guys, and the fourth guy in there, he looks like an angel. So how did he know what an angel looks like? So he must have been in the camp of Ashur when the angel came and killed them all, and he says, hey, you're the same bloke. Not you again. You're the same bloke who walked out the camp of Ashur. The fourth guy looks like an angel. If he hadn't seen the angel at the time of the smiting of the camp, how would he know what an angel looks like? So that's the Nebuchadnezzar. Sancherev and Shnei Bonav. How do we know Sancherev and his two sons survived? He was bowing down in the house of Nisrech, his god, his Getchke. The Adar Melech and Sharetzar, born of his two sons, Adar Melech and Sharetzar, Hiku Becherev, they killed him by sword, so his own kids killed him. So that means that they were still there after the camp, so there was five of them. Amrav Yabovel, Molly, Mikra, Kosovi, Yafshala, Amrav. Without the following pasuk, you wouldn't be able to make up this story. You couldn't make this stuff up. What are we going to say next? The pasuk says like this, Bayema, Huya, Galach, Hashem, Betar, Haschira, Ba'ovrenar. That day, Hashem gives a haircut.
With
a shave and a haircut, yeah. To the one who was hired to cross the river, we'll see in a minute what all this means. But Melech Asher, the king of Asher, as Harosh, his head, Besar Haraglaim, and even a leg wax, whatever. The Gamma says, Zokon Tispan, also his beard was going to be cut. He's going to have the full front, what's it called? Full.
Monty.
Full, no, that's not full Monty. Full hair removal, yeah. What happened? Also, Kuchabrichu v'admit like a gavra sab, but the Eibushter came and appeared to Sancherev, looking like an old man, and Amalei, and he says to him, "You know what, Sancherev? I think you're in trouble. Besides the 2.6 billion people that you managed to lose, you've got more trouble on your hands. Why? Because Gizalt l'gabim malke mizrach amar. If you're going to go to all the kings of the east and the west, yeah, the Isasinu l'benayu, because they all sent their kids" to your army with the promise of victory and spoils and riches. The Katlantino, and you got them all killed. So they're not very happy with you at this point in time. Is Maya Martaluhu, what are you going to say to excuse yourself and get out of that one? Is Amalhu, so Sancherev says back to this old man, Hahu Gavra Bahi Pachtanami Yosef. Yeah, I've thought of that, and that's why I'm scared all the time. As soon as when those guys come to get me, they're going to come and get me. Is Amalei Hechanavit? So he asked the old man, who was God dressed up as an old man, and said, "What should I do?" Amalei Zil, top of the page, Vashani Nafshich, go and disguise yourself. So he says, "B'mashani, how do I make a disguise?" Amalei Zil, Isilim Isparo, go bring me some scissors, the Agzayechano, and I will give you a haircut, and you'll change your appearance. He says, "Mehechai, so where do I get scissors from?" I don't know what the question was, but he didn't know where to get scissors from. His Amalei says to him, "Elahu Beisa, go into that house over there, and you'll find Va'isi, and you'll bring some scissors." Also, I went to that house, Ashkachino, and he found scissors. Also, Malachi Asharis came, some more angels, Ve'idmalei Gavri, and they appeared in the form of humans. Ve'havukotachni Kashyasa. So they were in that house, maybe they were at the back anyway, and they were grinding seeds of a date tree, I think it is, and they were working, you know, making food, preparing at the back of Glicks. Amalei, Havalim Ispara. So he comes to these guys who were busy grinding the stuff, and he says, "Give me some scissors." So Amalei, they said to him, "Hang on, you gotta work for it. We don't just give out scissors over here." To Chayin Chad Griva the Kashya. So you go and start working. You grind a few dates. And it pay nitalacha will give you scissors as payment for your work. Not get something for nothing. It's tachachat griva the kashchot. So he taka did it. The yavalem is Sparta, and they gave him a pair of scissors as payment. Ad the also while he came back to the to God, who's now pretending to be an old man, ichshecha got dark. Amalei, so we told him zil isinura, you better bring some fire so I can see what I'm doing. Ozav isinura, he went to bring some fire, but they did kanafachle, and while he was blowing the fire to make it go up. Asle Benura Bedikne, the fire caught on his beard. Ozal Gazjila Resha Bedikne, and it de-hairified his head and his beard, and that's what happened to him. So, like I said, you couldn't make this stuff up. Amru, so they said about this story, Hana Dixiv, the Gamas Azokan Tispa. For the wicked person, even his beard gets destroyed. Even his beard gets destroyed, yeah. Amru, Papa Hana Diamri Inchi. That an Arab, a bold Arab, is a good Arab. If you burn his beard with fire, you'll never stop laughing. So
that's why
bald Arabs are good Arabs. Yeah. So bring your fire and burn his beard off. Ozal, so Sancheriv went away from that bald. He came bald and he went Ashkech Dapa mitevusir Noach. This is the Parashat HaShavua. He found a plank of wood from the boat of Noach. Omar, he said, "Hainu ala karaba the shizva the Noach mitufna." This plank is God. He decided that the plank itself was God. This is the great God that saved Noach from the flood. Omar, so he said to the plank, "Iyazalahu gavro matzloch. If I will go away and be successful and live happily ever after, mikrav lahu the train benoy kamach." I will bring my two sons as sacrifices to you, O great plankitude. Shamu Benoi. So his sons, unfortunately, when he was offering his two sons as a sacrifice, his two sons heard him, and they didn't like the idea. V'katlu, and they killed him first. Hana Dixiv, and that's what the pasuk says. Vahiu Mishtachva Beis Nisrachalikov. He was busy bowing down to his plank of wood, his god. Vadamelech Veshretz Arbon Avikul Becherav, and his two sons went and killed him by the sword. V'goymer, etc. Okay. Full stop. That is Sancheriv. Now, back to, we mentioned that the numbers of the army of Sancheriv was the same as the numbers that were fighting with Avraham in the fight of the four kings against the five kings, when the king of Sodom was one of the five kings and he was captured. But the reason why Avraham got involved is because his nephew Lot was captured prisoner. And so Avraham went to rescue Lot, and he got involved in the fight, and he had to knock out the four kings who were the baddies. No, they were all baddies. He had to knock out the four kings who were the enemy, and that was the story in next week's parsha. So what the pasuk says over there, Vayecholek aleihem laila, huva vodav. So Rashi explains Vayecholek, he divided. He split his camp into two in the nighttime. And he with his servants, and he says it was just Eliezer, one guy. Vayakim, and they smote the four kings. So what's this? Vayecholek aleihem laila. So here's a new twist on it. Lila here, he says, is the name of an angel. So an angel came to help Avraham, and his name was Lila. Lila called that the crow is, what's it called? Cocked. The crow is
crowed.
As told, the rooster is crowed, yeah. So Lila is the name of the angel. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar, he says, why was it called Lila? She'asa imay maisa Lila. That he's an angel. Why is he called Lila? Because he does things that happen at night. Shanemar, when it was Sisra, so we're switching stories here in the middle of a sentence. Sisra was the general that Barak ben Avinoyim fought against him. And that was where Devorah had her Neviah, and Yael smashed his head with a tent peg, if you know the story, yeah? So that was the story there. So it was, you know, he was beaten by the women, basically. And his mother was the mother was looking out the window saying, why is he so late coming home today? And the answer is because he was dead, lying in Yael's tent. But the pasuk says there, this is part of Devorah's Shira. Min shamayim nilchamu akechavim, from the heavens the stars were fighting. Mimisiloisam nilchamim Sisra, from the constellations they were fighting with Sisra. So the star constellations, of course, is visible in the nighttime. So that's why the angel that helps you to fight off the enemies is called Lila, zeicha to the nighttime business. Amar Rav Shlakish, tava de nafcha midabar nafcha. Nafcha's explanation, in other words, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, is a better one than Rabbi Yochanan, who was called Bar Nafcha. Rabbi Yochanan's father was a smithy, so he was known as Bar Nafcha. But Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha was just known as Nafcha.
Nafcha would be after the bellows, wouldn't it?
Nafcha is a... Nafcha
is
a carpenter.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
So isn't there the bellows of the blacksmith?
The bellows of the blacksmith.
That's
Kenzai. Well, Nafcha is a smithy. Why is it called a smithy? Maybe. Okay. But you're the Fadon. So Avraham Avinu chased those four kings up to Don. Don is the name of a place in the north. We already mentioned from Don to Beersheba that Chizkiyahu checked that there was no Amoritz there. What's Don? Amar Rabbi Yochanan came and Shaboy Tzatzalik Don. Rashi brings the Chumash. Also, once Avraham Avinu got to Don, Toshash Koicha, he got weak. Because Rav ben Ebanav Shasidu Mavir Vezora B'Don, he saw Zeinuklech was going to do a Vezora in Don. Shenemar Vayasa Mesa Echad Bebeisa Mesa Echad Dasa B'Don. This was Yerovam and Avot when he put up the angels. He didn't want people to go to Yerushalayim to be Ola Regel, because there they would see that the Melech of Yehuda was the real king, because he's the one who would sit down in the Azorah, etc. So Yerovam decided the only way I'm going to have full power is to make my own Vezora, and they won't go to the Beis Hamikdash anymore. So what did he do? He put one in Basel and one in Don. So therefore, people were that was where Avraham got weak. Also, when he came to attack, he got his strength in Don. From Don, you could hear his hoofbeats of his horses coming.
Where is it, Don?
Yes. Don is in the north somewhere. It's also.
It should
be
in Lebanon somewhere.
I don't think it's in Lebanon.
No,
somewhere in the north.
Most north part of Eretz Yisrael.
Somewhere in the north, yeah.
But Lebanon was part of Eretz Yisrael.
I don't know exactly where it is. In the Golan Heights, yeah.
His dawn is not good.
Amar Rav Zera, Afag after Shalach, Rabbi Huda sent a message. He Zaru Bezakin Shashatam. He said three things you've got to be careful about. Be careful to give honor to an old Talmud Chacham, Sheshachach Talmudai Machmasainza, who forgot everything because of an onus. He got sick or whatever and he forgot all his learning. You should still give him COVID, even though now he doesn't know anything. He Zaru Bevridin Krabi Huda. Be careful to shecht. When you shecht the bird, make sure you shecht the vridim, like Rabbi Yehuda Paskin, you have to shecht the arteries there, right? Make sure that all, or cut the arteries to make sure that all the blood gets out, because you're not allowed to eat the blood. And be careful with the children of Amei Ha'aretz. That means if you have a Talmud Chacham whose ancestry comes from ignoramuses, you should be careful to give them kovach or to mehen teitzei Torah, because from them is where Torah is going to come out. Ki ha milsa madin lahu, and we tell them they should know that it's not the schus avos, it's because of the Torah, that's why they are able to be what they are. Tzadikah ata Hashem ki yariv alecha al mishpatim adaber eschem madua. Oh, so this is a pasuk in forgotten where. In Yirmiyahu, he says, Madua Derech Rishoyim Tzlecha. Why is it that bad people are successful? Shalu Kol Bei Deboged, Shalu Lashin Shalva, they have peace. All the ones who betray have peace. The Tatim Gam Shershu, they plant and they take root. Yechul Gamosu, Pri, and they make fruit. So that's all very nice. As Maya Hajule, what do they answer him? Kies Raglayim Rotisa Vayilucha, because it. So the answer was that they ran because he ran with his feet. He did some good things with his feet, by luchat, and he made you tired from that. All this will be explained in a minute. So the example is like this. One person, Sha'amar, he said, I can run, I'm so fit and such a good runner, long distance runner, I can run for three parses in front of the horses and I'll win the race against the horses. Not only that, but I can do it in a swamp. That's how good I am. Is Nazdam Le Ragli Echad, came one professional runner, Ratzlafon of Gilmul Milin Bi Abosha. So he was racing against this professional runner for only 3 mils, which is a lot less than 3 parses, and he did it on dry land, vanilla, and he exhausted himself. He couldn't go any further. So they said to him, Malifne Ragli Kach, you're only a racing against a person, you can't keep up. Lifne Hasusim, Lachas Kavakama, you're going to race against horses, you for sure can't keep up. You only ran 3 mils and you're knocked out. Gimel parsois, lachas kam v'kam. You're going to run three parsois, you'll for sure be knocked out. Mabia blosha kach, and in dry land, you're exhausted. Bebitzia mam, you're running in the swamps where the ground is all muddy and it's much harder to run. Lachas kam v'kam. So that was the moshel. What's the moshel? Afata. So he says to Yirmiyo, mabischar arba pesiois. What happened was there were four steps that Nebuchadnezzar ran. That was the because of those things. That's why the Rishoyim have success in the schus of these few steps that Nebuchadnezzar took that were positive. So they did all these terrible things, but because it did a few things good, so that schus helped for the Rishoyim. The schar of the four steps, Shashilam Tilo Serosha, that I paid reward to that wicked man, Sherotz Acher Kvedi, when he ran for my honor, says Hashem, Ata Tzmeya, so you're wondering, that's where he gets the reward from. When I give reward to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Sherotz Alafonai Kisusim, they were running. So that's the reward I gave Nebuchadnezzar for his few steps that he took. So the reward that I'm giving to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who ran in front of the, like the horses, they were in the Nimshal, they were the ones that ran in front of the horses. Alachas Kamakama, how much more so will be their reward? Nishbar Libi, Mikirbi, my heart was broken inside me, rachful kalatz maysai, and my bones were all rubbery. I was like a shikr person, like a strong man who was affected by wine. May Hashem nedzire kotshei. So what were the four steps? Han dalab sias mahi, dechsiv ba'isahi shalach mereidach baladan ben baladan melach mavel svarim. That what kichala Chizkiyahu got sick, and mereidim baladan ben baladan, the king of the Persians, heard about it. And he sent a message to all these people that they should honor Hashem. What does that mean? Mishum kichalach Chizkiyah vayechzak, because he heard that Chizkiyah got sick and he got better. Sharalei svarim amincha, he sent greetings and gifts to Chizkiyahu. What, just because Chizkiyah was sick, therefore the king of Ashur has to send him gifts? What was going on here? So he says, yes, lidreishus amayvus rahayah bar, it's because of the miracle. The Amar Rabbi Yechanan, oisa yem shameis bei ochaz, the day that Ochaz died, Ochaz was Chizkiyahu's father, and he was a very bad guy. When he died, shtei shoisei, the whole day lasted for 2 hours. God made the sun set in the morning in order that they shouldn't have time to do a hesped. Because, so they didn't want to do a hesped for him because he was a really nasty guy. The day that Chizkiyahu got cured from his sickness, is a hadrinu kutrabrichu lahanach eser shoy neil lay, the Ebershter gave him back his 10 hours. I'm giving you back the shade of the steps, because in the olden days when you had a sundial, so you could tell what time it was by the shade going up the steps. Which went down when Ochaz died, b'shemesh achirani, so when the sun went backwards, so to speak, is Esther Malas for 10 hours. V'tosha v'shemesh Esther Malas, so Malas Ayorda went back. So the 10 hours came back in the day of Chizkiyahu. Amalei my high. So on that day, everybody noticed that it was a very long day. At the end of the day, it was 22 hours instead of 12. So this king of Ashur goes to his advisors, what's going on? How come the day's so long and the sun's not setting? He said, Chizkiyahu got sick and he got better, so therefore we're having a long holiday. Omar, he said, he could gavriki, hi, there's such a great man of labor, shouldn't I send him a message of greeting? It's kisfule, so he said to his sofer, right, shlomo lemalka Chizkiyah, peace unto the king Chizkiyah, shalom akadosh lime, peace unto the city of Jerusalem, shalom alakaraba, peace unto the great God. As the Nebuchadnezzar at that time was suffering the Baladan Hava. At that time he was only the sofer. His job was, he was the scribe of Baladan. So it was his job to write all the king's letters. At that time, at that minute, he happened to be in the toilet. He was in the toilet or something. So someone else did it. He was having a day off because of a long public holiday. So he wasn't there. So someone else wrote it. It's Kiyosu. When he came back, he asked his team of scribes there, Amalahu, Hechakasisu, what did you write? Amalei, Hechakasvin. And we wrote exactly what he told us. Amalahu, he says to them, Karisalu, the Karabah, you called God the great God, Hechasvisalu, Besef, and you wrote it at the end, after Chizkiyah and after Yerushalayim. As Omar, he said, Elohachitsoibu, what you should write is, Shalom, the Karabah, first write peace to God, then Shalom, the Karatu, Shalayim, and then Shalom, the Chizkiyah. Put it in the right order. They told him, Karina di Garta iu levi provanka. They asked Rabbaro what to do. And he said that the person who reads the letter should be the one to carry it out. So it's your broad idea to change what we wrote? You go and do it. It's Rod Basra. So the Shliach was already on his way to Chizkiyahu with this letter. So the Nebuchadnezzar ran after him. And he ran four steps. Here are the four steps. He ran four steps because of the covenant of Hashem, that Hashem should be written first before Chizkiyah. So that he ran four steps, Asa Gavriel v'ukme, and Gavriel came and stopped him and said, all right, that's enough. That'll do. Go back to your corner. Amar Abichin Amalei b'Gavriel v'amida, if Gavriel wouldn't have stopped him, that means he would have had so much schar, because think of how many steps he would have ran to catch up to the shliach. And if Gavriel wouldn't have stopped him, he would have had so much reward, and it would have been very bad for us. And we were going to have to stop over here.